Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
He was sweet, but there was a lot of him being a project. I will admit that, like, I did like a fixer-upper. There are a lot of questions about this man.
Did he have a home? Was he?
No, he did have a home.
Your fiance?
Like 5 days.
You were only single for 5 days after you met? Where did you meet your fiance?
So my fiance and I, so this guy broke up with me and I was like, damn, that sucks.
Oh, in LA? Good Lord. You be hopping on it.
And I was like, well, that's unfortunate.
The number one breakup podcast in the world. And I'm here with my fantastic guest, Sierra. Thank you so much, Sierra. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you for coming.
Happy to be here.
Good. Okay, so we're about to get into the nitty gritty.
Yes.
So let's start from the beginning. Like, what is your, like, history with relationships? Like, were your parents married growing up?
Yeah, so my parents were married for about 27 years.
Okay.
And then I was a sophomore in college, and my parents decided to get a divorce.
Okay.
So we went from, like, very much as known as, like, one of those, like, perfect families, mm-hmm. to the reality of not at all the case. Because I had a lot of friends growing up whose parents were divorced, and, mm-hmm. like, my family was, like, one of the only ones who wasn't.
Yeah.
So that was I actually had written a paper about the pros of divorce in my rhetoric class, and I always sent my papers home. So I, like, had that moment of dread of, like, oh, my God, this is my fault. I, like, told them the things. But, of course, like—
Did they read it?
Were they of course they read it. They were like, this is very powerful.
You got a point here.
Maybe she knows
something.
Where did
you get this information from?
Exactly. So, like, I was a little devastated.
Were you? Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but honestly, it was for the best.
Yeah.
And, like, that's part of one of the things about divorce is, like, just because you get divorced doesn't mean that you stop showing up or you stop displaying healthy relationships. And sometimes that is the best way to show how a healthy relationship can be, and, like, mm-hmm. prioritizing your own health and happiness, as well as being able to, like, function with another person just because you're not married to them anymore.
Yeah.
So just learning a lot of those different dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it? Did you see your parents having
For sure. They should have gotten divorced many years before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they were just holding on to be holding on.
Yeah, actually, my therapist told my father that he needed to wait until I was, like, settled in college before that happened.
Do you have siblings?
So I have one younger brother.
Okay.
Who went to France for his year abroad in mm-hmm. high school. And then my parents flew to the UK to go on college tours with him. They got divorced, and then he never came back to America.
Is his husband still
live in London.
Okay.
So he's been married for 7 years.
Oh, good for him. Okay.
So, yeah,
good for him. Hey.
Little brother beat me to the altar, but I
should. It's okay. You'll be there.
I'm on my way. Yes.
Okay. So with that being said, seeing how your parents, you know, live this, do you think it was a farce? Meaning that?
No. I mean, I don't think it was. I think that they were. I mean, it's hard. I think that
you
they
said
were
you
doing
seen it,
it
coming. So I'm like, were they, like, in the neighborhood? Everyone's like, oh, and in real life.
No, I mean, I think it was more of they were, like, trying to figure out the best way for themselves.
Okay.
And, like, divorce just really wasn't at top of mind.
Right. Okay. That makes
it
sense.
It just, like, didn't occur, I think, to them for a while.
Okay.
Because they're, like, there have been challenges and, like, people can be hard to get along with sometimes, but, like, we always kind of manage to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just didn't seem like an option until it needed to be.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So how did that affect you and your relationships? When was your last relationship? Like, your last breakup, should I say?
Last breakup was right before my current relationship, so 2021.
Okay. So what was that, like, 4 years ago?
Yeah, about, just about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had gone through, when I first moved out to LA, mm-hmm. I was in a long distance relationship.
Where was it? Where were you and where were they?
They were still in Houston. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
So they were still in Houston and I was in Hollywood.
Okay.
And we honestly were not even planning on being in a relationship long term when we first met about 6 months prior to that while I was still in Texas.
So you met him 6 months and then moved here?
Yes, exactly. So okay. He was not even supposed to be in Houston long term. He was in politics.
Oh.
He was supposed to be leaving in November. I was decided to move to LA in April and we met in February. And so I was going to move in sometime August or September. So it was just kind of a like, we're enjoying our time together. We are doing events and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then things just got more serious. And then he didn't want to break up. And so I was like, all right.
So you left in like August. Y'all met in February and you left in August?
Yes.
And did you, that's why y'all broke up?
No, we actually stuck it out for another year and a half.
Okay.
Interesting. And it was not pretty.
What year was this? This was, you met
in
2018. Y'all met in 2018 and y'all broke up in 2021.
Yeah. Okay. Or in 2020, actually.
Okay. COVID.
So this is a sexually different breakup. Guy than, but yeah.
It was a different guy?
Than what we were earlier talking about.
She got so many guys.
Yes. Well, not just guys as well, come to find.
And the girls too, because you date
so
both.
Shortly thereafter, okay. I came out after that gentleman and I broke up. We actually broke up right the week before lockdown happened in LA. We had been discussing, he had been promising me that he was going to go to therapy.
Oh, they don't want to go.
He was up and down like, I know I need to go. And I was like, great. And so he came to visit me for our 2 year anniversary out in LA. Mm-hmm. And the thing with long distance is it puts a lot of pressure, you know, like things you are so pressured into making sure all of the time that you have together mm-hmm. is worthwhile and that there is no buffer in between when you see each other for like just the normal stuff. Mm-hmm. So things are a lot more intense. And he just would not acknowledge that distance had any bearing on our relationship whatsoever.
Yep.
And that just really could not compute in my brain. Yeah. Ugh. So when he said that he had something to share with me, that was like super important. And I was like, great.
Were you excited?
So excited.
Oh my God.
The man's gone to, got a therapist. Like things are going to be great. So he flies out.
He had a therapist at this time.
No,
You thought he was going
to. He led me to believe that was the case.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. So he flew out.
And then I pick him up from the airport. And we get back to my apartment, and then he's like, I don't have enough bandwidth for you or your anxiety. Oh. I was like,
oh, no.
Run that by me again? So, and then he proceeded to compare me to his unmedicated schizophrenic mother. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool, yes, ADHD and anxiety is definitely on par with, like, intent, like, get help, like, mental health is very important, but, like, they are not the same.
Right.
And so I guess that was just, like, because that was his only experience with it was apparently me and his mother.
Is he from Texas?
He is from Dallas. He is actually a super,
shout out
he came
DFW.
From a conservative Muslim background. He's a first generation.
Was he Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay. He was Middle Eastern.
He was, Indian by way of Pakistan.
Okay.
And first generation. So there was like a lot of issues like with his father and mother being like not really understanding English and him really like trying to pursue the American dream in politics and some other questionable things. I do have like a degree in government and have worked in pseudo politics, so I know how to play the game.
Yes.
He unfortunately did not. so there, I think he was very much like excited to have someone on his arm to go to events
who knew how to do things. Did you feel like that? Did you feel like you were just there as a, I don't know, trophy?
I mean, not so much as a, I mean, like, I definitely think that there was that vibe there, but also like, I felt that I kind of knew I had more tact than him and I knew how to do things more. And I had already like, in Houston, there's like, it's not like a socialite sort of situation, but like I worked in hospitality. I grew up in Houston. Like, mm-hmm. I know the movers and shakers about town.
Okay.
And had done for a long time. So I had a pretty strong network already. And I think that he wanted to tap into that.
Ooh. How did y'all meet? How did you meet him?
We met on an app called The League.
Okay.
Which is like, you basically have to have LinkedIn instead of like an Instagram to get on it. And I liked it better because it was like 5 matches a day and like a little bit more exclusive. People were a little bit more serious on there.
Yeah.
He thought it was like Tinder and was like just a hookup app, which I had to.
Oh, that's
like
what he thought?
Him. Yeah. I was like, he
sounds like he might struggle sometimes.
Yeah. His awareness and understanding of a lot of things is a little questionable. But I mean, he was sweet, but there was a lot of him being a project. I will admit that, like, I did like a fixer-upper.
Use a build-a-bob.
Like, no, if I could feel useful, if I could feel like I was imparting knowledge, if I could, like, enhance or, like, better someone's life, like, hence why I do a lot of like volunteer and philanthropic work. I just need to do.
She's the best volunteer I know.
Not do it in my love life, which usually I don't. But like he was also like accomplished in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Like,
y'all met on The League.
Yes.
And y'all went on a date.
Yes.
Okay. Where'd y'all go?
We did out. We went to one of my favorite bars in Houston.
Mm-hmm. He paid.
And yeah, and then I just wanted to keep spending time. So I ended up taking him to like kind of like my real test, which is like this super divey bar.
You took him after?
Yeah, we continued on the date.
Okay, so, like, this is a long date. Bar.
Yeah, it was a really long date. Okay. It lasted for a very long time. He actually did spend the night.
Good Lord.
But he slept in his full suit on top of the cover. Okay.
You made him believe that The League is a hookup situation, taking him to your house.
No, I mean, it was like, But I mean, this was, but he this slept was 7 in his years clothes. Ago. He's, yes. No, he was full suit. Okay. Full suit on the bed. On
the whole
top,
night.
The whole
Why
night.
Didn't he go home?
There are a lot of questions about this man.
Did he have a home? Was he?
No, he did have a home.
I thought it
he
was
also
a home.
Had an IKEA twin child bed that I somehow put up with.
A twin child bed?
Yeah.
He had this?
Yeah.
At his house?
In his apartment. In a full studio.
Does he have children?
No. That's what he slept on. This 6'3" man slept on
Why was he doing this?
To save money, I guess.
How would you save money? You know, Walmart, they have this mattress.
I'm aware.
In
there
bed,
are so many.
In a bed frame.
I got him to learn how to cook food for himself. I got him to get a rug for the apartment. Like, I enhanced this man's life.
Wow.
Manyfold. But anywho.
Okay. So he was sleeping on the twin bed. And you were like, when you walked in.
We would literally have to put. This is so bad.
You tell me this story. I need to know, when you walk into someone's house and you see a twin bed.
No, so you walk in to the studio, which is actually more just like a little hallway, and then it opens up into the like the little bedroom area.
Okay.
So
honestly,
I just try not to judge because, you know, like,
I'm not judging
everybody.
I do judge. I'm not going to lie. I do judge. But this is the thing. This is the thing, because I have this thing about politics and people in government. And I'm like, something's wrong with some of these people. So when you tell me something like this.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So how did y'all get, how did you make it work?
We would put, because if we both slept on the thing, the bed would come off the frame. So we had to take the twin mattress and put it on the floor.
You were sleeping on the floor?
We were sleeping on the floor.
I'm not judging. This is a judge-free zone.
I mean,
I'm
like,
judging.
No, there was a lot of questionableness about what I put up with. I'm really not sure.
And you did this for 6 months.
Approximately. No.
You probably left earlier because
possibly.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yes.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
So fast forward. I mean, like, I had a full house and, like,
you had a
queen
full
size
house.
Bed. Like, I had a townhouse at that time in Texas.
So he was like, let's just hang out at your house.
I tried. We spent an ungodly amount of time at his place for some reason. I mean, it was in like a cute neighborhood.
So you spent an ungodly amount of time at his house.
Yeah. Okay. And then I moved to LA.
Okay.
And we did a bit of the back and forth. He came to visit for my birthday. Mm-hmm. He was applying to law schools at the time. So we did like a little trip out to San Francisco to look at schools.
Mm-hmm. How old was he?
He was like 2 years older than me. So this was, I was like 26.
Okay, so it was like 28, 29.
Yeah,
like
I think he mm-hmm. I'd have been 30.
Okay.
And did that for almost 2 years, which was at that time my longest relationship, which is probably the reason why it lasted longer than it should have was because it was long distance and I was like doing my thing and he was doing his thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of the like seeing everybody like every day kind of thing. And so certain things probably would have come up more and been more apparent had there been more face-to-face time. But I mean, like, he was sweet. He wrote me some letters. Like, we kept it old school sometimes and that. And, like, he did try. But there was a lot of stuff that he needed to work on himself before he probably should have been in a serious relationship.
Like what?
I mean, processing a lot of his own trauma. He had a lot of a lot of stuff going on. And just figuring out like what he really wanted and like so before someone else fits into that equation, I think you just kinda gotta figure your shit out first.
So you saw these things and you knew he needed therapy and you knew he needed. So what made you stick around for so long? A year and a half is quite a
bit. I think it's because it didn't really hurt to be in the relationship.
Okay. So
because I was pursuing my acting. I was doing my thing and it was more comfortable just to like, I mean, the LA dating scene is a horror zone.
It's pretty bad.
So having a nice little long distance boyfriend who, you know,
comes
is
out
fine.
Sometimes and
yeah and like
has a little really, trauma that he needs to work on. I mean, it's like, fine.
it wasn't like a huge thing, and like we did go on like a little bit of a break, and I went on like 2 lunch dates with people, and I was like, absolutely not.
What was the break about?
I think it was right at the beginning of when I first moved out here in October of 2018, and it was kind of a, we just need to focus on our own stuff. And we weren't even supposed to be in a relationship for that long.
Okay.
And I think it was just like, we kind of had to work on some stuff. And then we came back and was like, yeah, I don't like it out there.
Yeah.
It's not good out there.
Oh, and wow. And you're like, let's get back together.
Kind of, yeah. It was like, we can keep trying. And then... a year and a half post that, March of 2020, a week before the shutdown happened, he flew to come see me and I picked him up from the airport, and then we got to my apartment, and then he was like, yeah, I don't have enough bandwidth for you or your anxiety.
He flew here to tell you that?
And I was like, so for our second anniversary, the second that you get here and in my apartment, you flew to come tell me that you were breaking up with me? And... you're here for a week? You want to get a hotel? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You had no thoughts. I was How like, was what that? Was your process here? He goes, I don't know.
Well, he didn't seem like a thinker, Sarah, the way you describe him.
So,
so I mean, what did he do for the week? What was he doing?
So we had, like, a week of our last of our relationship. We did, like, we went to the museum.
I'm sorry. Okay.
We did, like, this kind of, like, ending closure of the relationship where it's like the things that like we would have fought about before and stuff didn't exactly matter because we weren't going to be together after this, and it was kind of just like being with each other. I mean, like, we didn't like sleep together or anything because I was kind of, I had the ick at that point.
The ick, I tell you.
But
did you make him sleep in the suit?
No, he did not bring us in that night. But he did sleep on like the couch or the air mattress or something like that. And we just kind of like had like a not a mourning period per se, but this kind of like
For a week
ending. It was like 5 days or so. And then right after that, lockdown happened. He flew back and immediately lockdown happened. And that was kind of the end of it. And I felt very resolved with it. I didn't have a lot of regret. I didn't have any kind of like – oh, I miss him, or like whatever. It was very much like this very like therapeutic experience. Mm-hmm. And then a few months later, I came out as bi.
So when you were with him, or all your life, have you always been like into women?
I very much was like, I like people.
Okay.
And actually, so my, right when I first started seeing him, there was actually also another woman there who I kind of like had this girl crush on.
Wait, when you started seeing him? Mm-hmm. Where was this woman?
She was a bartender at one of the bars that I was friends with the owners of. Okay, so I like frequented it a lot. And we just had this like kind of chemistry and like repartee. I didn't know what her sexuality was. Mm-hmm. I had not really said anything. I just know that I really liked her and I thought she was really cool.
Okay.
And I just kind of liked being around her a lot.
Was this the first woman, or has it been like this all your life? Like every now and then you'd be like, oh, I like her.
I mean, she's definitely fine. Had like a bit of an awakening, like Olivia Wilde and like the OC mm-hmm. kind of like days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff. But I never really, like, I just thought I was a really good ally.
Oh, a very good ally. Good for you.
Yeah. And like, I just thought I wasn't cool enough to be gay.
Really?
Yeah. So my brother's gay. Obviously, he has a husband.
And you felt like you weren't cool enough?
And yeah, it just like, I mean, I grew up with a lot of gay men.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up with a lot of lesbian or like, there's a lot of bi erasure. There's a lot of like, being bisexual is just being greedy. Being bisexual is just not real, or like pick something or whatever. And so it just didn't really ever click. It was just like, oh, I can appreciate women, or mm-hmm. I just like, or I'm just not as into guys or something. It just never really like, I did go to like a lot of strip clubs and things because I was in sales.
Let's give your friend a name. Yeah. Let's call him Jimmy. Did you and Jimmy go to the strip clubs together?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was he into any of that or no?
I don't think so. But he did come to my first burlesque show. Mind you, the girl who I was also like, it was like, we'll call her Jackie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both came, and my friend made a joke. Was like, so who are you going home with tonight? And I was like, stop. Like, that's
so did they know that you like Jackie?
No. Like, oh, okay. That never actually came out. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
So why would they be like, who are you going home
with? Well, I told my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was the only one who knew that I was like kind of had a crush on her.
Oh, so she's
and so she
the
was
one
just
who
kinda,
asked.
Like,
oh,
I see.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then Jackie moved away like a few months later.
Okay.
So nothing ever happened.
Interesting.
I think we shared a joint in my car, and like the tension was very thick, and I was just like, I'm so nervous.
And you never knew if she was.
Nope. I mean, she had a boyfriend. I found out like as well at the time.
And
so
she probably was.
Much,
you know, no comment. But most people.
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was that, and then but he was supportive of my burlesque. Or at least I thought he was.
Why do you say you thought? Did he ever show any signs of?
Guys can be weird about it sometimes,
yes,
and they can can say that they're like super like supportive or into it, but then like if you get like more deeper into a relationship, they're like, oh no, but that's my woman, or like I don't want you.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Actually, like it's hot at first, but then they're
and
like
then jealousy sets in,
yeah,
and they're kind of like, I don't like that.
No, luckily my fiance is not at all like that, and he
good
is
for you.
Super supportive, comes to as many shows as he can. Like, yeah, helps me, like, listens to my songs on repeat as I'm practicing choreography.
Aww,
and
that's so sweet.
Yeah, my mom's come to my shows. Like,
I need to come to your shows. I'm going to
yes.
come see you. When is your next show?
That is a good question. If you have any shows, feel free to hire me.
Oh, yeah, if you need a burlesque girl here in L.A.
Evelyn Umbers.
Sarah's available.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because it seems like you're not heartbroken about this at all. You seem
we had
the morning period and all that stuff happened.
Yeah.
And
so I dated a woman after that, and then I had another like short 6-month relationship that was like pretty chaotic.
Okay. So you went back to your normal breakup schedule.
Yeah,
right?
Basically. Yeah.
Like, I no more 2 years
for, like,
for me.
A month or so. I showed her a picture of
who is this?
This girl that I met on Tinder. I like
so
I went to
the
Tinder and went on like as many first dates as possible. I think I went
with
on,
women
like,
only.
Men and women.
Okay, so you did both.
Yeah.
And so was this your first date with a woman?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She is the only woman that I ever like actually like went on dates with and like
mm-hmm.
slept with in a like kind of relationship sort of.
And this lasted for 6 months?
No, this lasted for like 2 months.
Okay. So you cutting the girls short, but go ahead.
Well, she cut it short because she ghosted me.
She ghosted. Okay.
I sent her a picture of the craft cart that I organized. I'm also an organizer. And
a craft cart?
It's like a 3-tiered cart and it had like all of my craft supplies.
You said it's a craft cart?
Yeah,
it's a cart.
Like a 3-level cart that I'd like organized with all of my crafting supplies. Yeah, and then she never responded to me. She responded like 4 months later on Christmas saying that it was very immature of her to just not respond. And it asked if I wanted to be friends with her and her girlfriend.
What's wrong with a craft cart?
What do you think is wrong with a craft cart? It was very cute. It was like
I kind of want to see the. Can you send me the picture?
If I find. I mean, it's been like 4 years, but
wait, that was in 2020.
That was in 20.
You were organizing during COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you doing a lot of crafts?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've always been like a very crafty. I have like my embroidery. I was making paper. Okay. I was making beeswax wraps.
You were doing it all.
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of like done that, but.
So let me ask you this: whenever you broke up, did you stay in contact or is it no contact at all?
It's usually pretty no contact.
Okay. With everybody that you've ever broke up with. Is it always no contact?
No.
Oh, really?
I mean, like now, like I don't have contact with most anybody. I mean, like it depends on like if we ran in the same circles or not, or if we have like professional connections that necessitate for us to ever like be in each other's presence or anything like that. But I typically try not to stay friends with anybody because it's kind of like I don't usually date friends or people that I was friends with and then they became in relationships. So it's like if we weren't friends before, there's not really a reason for us to be friends after.
Right.
So it doesn't really make sense. So the person that I dated right before my fiance was very much a like – it wasn't supposed to be serious, but it lasted for about 4.5 months.
Okay. A little longer.
It began in July, and he was a, like, seemingly nice guy. The problem was, I think he had just moved to LA, so I was, like, one of the first people that he met here. And I was very much, like, his connection to all of
the things. I know how that goes. That whole LA.
Yeah. And he was, like, an engineer who became a TikToker.
Is he a TikToker?
Yeah.
Tell him to, like, the breakup event.
I don't know if he's going to want to after this.
No, he'll.
No, I mean, he's a comedian of sorts.
Oh, okay. Was he funny? Did you go to his shows?
No, he wasn't that kind of comedian. He was, like, an absurdist comedian.
Oh.
Made, like, videos.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So, like, a very, very particular flavor of comedy that sometimes was, like, funny, but it just, like, wasn't my. I mean, apparently, like.
The world loves it.
Yeah, he got millions of views on like certain things, so obviously somebody thinks he's funny.
It's a place for everybody everywhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
And he pops up on my little like feed every like.
Are y'all friends on TikTok?
No.
Okay, so
I just only re-downloaded TikTok after like I had it for like a month. And then but I see them as the adult that I am on Instagram 2 weeks after they come on my Instagram reels.
That's funny.
But yeah, so we went on dates, we went on hikes, we went to some comedy shows, we went to the museum, we did a lot of like cooking at home, and like he was a vegetarian, so it probably was.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like
destined for failure.
Yeah, we from Texas, baby. We don't do that.
I mean, it was really good in broadening my like cooking scope. I learned a lot of new dishes, and like it wasn't bad. Like I don't really mind being.
I actually like vegan food as well. I was a vegan at one point, but you know, I have iron situations.
It's just not sustainable for me.
Yeah, me neither. I just you know,
so
beef is what's for dinner where we from. So
that's beef stew is what's dinner for tonight.
That's how we do what it do. So
So. Basically, I got him, so working in the film industry, I also do like production work as well. And he had a little bit of experience doing some crew stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing a job with one of my best friends and I brought him on because he needed some more crew. And I was like, all right, if we're going to do this, like we're doing it professionally, like we're not. They're not going to know that we're in a relationship right now.
Okay.
And we were exclusive, mostly like for
so y'all were and things. Exclusive. Y'all made yes. it a thing.
I was like, so at least for health reasons and things, like we're not sleeping around with anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like this is this. Like okay. this may not be the end all be all relationship, but like we're being monogamous right now.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Okay. So y'all made that clear.
Yeah. We had the conversation about that. I was mm-hmm. like, we may not be like boyfriend, girlfriend, but mm-hmm. we are exclusive and we are monogamous okay. and we're doing this for
yeah, 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 of that course.
Kind of thing. So I think we pretended to not be in a relationship a little bit too well because the lead in the short that we were working on stuck her phone number in his pocket.
Well, I mean, she didn't know. Nobody knew. So,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Did you see this?
Like, well, he told me afterwards. He was okay. like, I don't know what to do with this. And I was like, I mean, if you like...
Wait, y'all are monogamous. Why are you like,
I was trying to be cool about it. I was
well,
like,
I don't know why he's like, he said, I don't know what to do with
well,
it.
Well, he was like, I don't know how to like tell her like, no, if we were pretending to not be in a relationship at that time for like professional. Because I didn't want to be like, oh yeah, I'm sleeping with this guy and I'm going to bring him to work and like get him a job.
I guess I'm losing it because I'm like, all he has to say is that I'm seeing someone.
Exactly.
Like, this is not.
I was like, I don't know what you mean by like, you don't know what to tell her.
It's not rocket science.
Just
like,
say that you're not interested in your
seeing
someone.
This girl gave me a number. Look at this.
Right.
What do I
it was
do
like
with
this big
it?
Existential problem. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, do you not want to do this anymore?
You exactly.
Like it's kind of an easy decision.
Like,
if
I have an option now.
That,
before
then,
you
like,
came along, I had no options, but now.
Right. I was like, I'm feeling kind of not great about this.
Yeah.
But
what's
like,
up, bro?
I mean, if you don't want to be with me, I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with me.
Please don't. Don't
so,
do that.
So there was
he a builder? Were you trying to build him? Oh,
no,
he was new
actually,
in town.
I was not. He had like his shit together.
Oh, he did.
So yeah.
And you met him on Tinder.
Yeah, I know. It was like very like unicorn-esque vibes. I was like very rare. So I was like, all right, somebody who is, and he was funny outside of like the absurd comedy stuff. Like he was like normal funny too in like real life.
Okay.
So and like was very like, yeah, he was great to talk to, and like we did lots of like cool stuff together.
So what, why no? What happened?
So we, he was coming over. So I used to sell knives.
You used to sell knives?
I used to sell knives.
There's
I
this
sold,
guy named Bill Postley who's, anyway, sorry, that's another
I've right sold right. like over like $40,000 worth of kitchen knives.
Really? Yeah. Do you have some knives?
I do. I have most of them.
Oh, good. I need some knives. I need like two good knives. So we'll talk after
I'll find you a guy who still sells them. But yeah, so I had a bunch of knives from when I used to sell them many moons ago. And okay. they were getting a little dull because they're actually... they only like need to be sharpened like every 7 years because okay. they're like such high grade. I've been to the factory. Like I met the guy who makes the one slicer knife.
Where do they make these knives?
Olean, New York.
Oh, I thought they made them in like Tokyo, Japan.
No,
like
this
they...
is American made.
Oh, okay.
Knives.
No tariffs. I like it.
Yeah. And so they finally, it was like 7 years after I'd gotten them and I was like, oh, my knives are so dull. And he's like, oh, I can sharpen them for you. I was like, no way, because I don't have my – I used to be able to sharpen knives because I had, like, the stones mm-hmm, and everything mm-hmm. to sharpen them, but they were back in Texas. I was like, great. Well, we were going to have date night. We're going to make pizzas, and he was going to sharpen my knives. And so he comes over to my, like, teeny tiny – so I lived – at this point in time, I lived in a, like, 130 square foot studio apartment mm-hmm. In Los Feliz, and – it was tiny, tiny, but, like, had a lot of, like, outdoor access space. It was, like, in the back of a really big house, a little artist studio in the back. So I had, like, a little grill that I could use and things and mostly kept the door open. And so he came over and had my knives, and he just, like, sharpened one.
Sharpened
and so I was, like,
knives.
I was looking at my freshly sharpened knife, and he goes, so what do you think if we were, like – platonic. And I just looked at him, and then he looked at me. I looked at the knife, and I set the knife down. So it's like, you just handed me a very sharp knife and then decided to say that you don't want to be romantic with me anymore.
Do you have
no survival skills whatsoever?
Wait, repeat what he said. Did he say, how would you feel if we want to be platonic?
How would you feel if we were to become platonic?
I thought y'all already were platonic.
I mean, we were sleeping together. And like, it was like, there was like kissing and things. But like, so it was like, so we basically meant like, can we no longer sleep together? And I was like,
oh.
Okay.
Wait, I'm confused. Y'all, we're sleeping together.
Yes.
We, okay. Like, oh, but like, he doesn't we were, want. Okay. Because listen, I think we should just be friends is normally how people say I want to be platonic. But
exactly. Like, we don't need to be all like formal. We were,
I'm just like, okay.
I was like.
So he.
I was like, okay, let me put all the sharp objects away before I get flustered with
this. So basically he was breaking it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, but like, I think you're really cool. And like, want to be, and I was like, what is going on? Like, just say you don't. So then, he stayed.
He stayed?
He stayed and we ate pizza and watched When Harry Met Sally on my full-size double bed because there's no seating in a 100-square-foot apartment with a row of pillows between us.
Are y'all still platonic right now?
No, I have not spoken to him in years. Okay. He did, like, we went on one hike, like, a few days later, trying to be friends up to
Wisdom Tree. That's so interesting, the whole let's be friends thing.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. Like, it was just, like, I mean, like, it was, like, fine, and I kind of was, like, ribbing him and, like, doing the, like, friend thing. But it was just a little weird because we weren't friends before. So it was, like, we're not going back
Have you ever been friends with someone you started dating?
No.
Yeah, meaning I've never done that either. So.
I've never gone from friends to lovers, as they say.
Yeah, and I never go from, you know, lovers to friends.
Yeah, it just
like
doesn't...
when I break, I break.
Exactly, girl breaks. Like, we're done. Like we don't need to keep dancing around this.
Right.
But honestly, like, it was all for the best because like I learned a lot about being communicative and like there was like a bit of. Releasing a lot of that vulnerability and the like, I'm okay with not being with someone and wherever this like went, it was very much like we are our own people. And so having that energy and having the like, because we had a lot of conversations of like, what are we doing? What are you comfortable with? Like all of that. So that was like a really good exercise in like figuring out. It was very much like a case study of dating because like I wasn't completely like head over heels involved. So there was like enough distance to be able to be level headed about it. And while still being in an adult relationship, like and not having like intimacy or any of that like really cloud things. Cause like sometimes that can like you become intimate with someone and then you feel like you're all invested in it. And that just wasn't the case. It was very much a more grown-up relationship.
Yeah. Did it come out of nowhere? Did you expect it or see it coming at all?
Not really. No. Okay. It was because, like, I had gone on, like, a bunch of different dates, and, like, we just kind of just kept consistently seeing each other. And so it was kind of just, let's just see where this goes.
And then it was going
for about 4.5 months, and then all of a sudden it was like,
no, it's not.
All right, let's not anymore. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Sure. Fine.
And how long were you single before you met your fiance?
Like 5 days.
You were only single for 5 days after you met? Where did you meet your fiance?
So my fiance and I, so this guy broke up with me and I was like, damn, that sucks.
Wow, in LA? Good Lord. You'd be hopping on it.
And I was like, well, that's unfortunate. I don't love how this went down, but, you know, like, it's fine. Like, it's not the end of the world. And then I was like, I'm just going to get back to doing my old life and the things. I hadn't really given up anything either.
Okay.
So I went to one of the things I like to do a lot when I moved to LA was go to alumni events.
For your school?
For my school, yeah. It was Wesleyan.
As long as it wasn't nobody else.
No. I just go to random alumni events, pretend. I was like, hey, don't you remember me?
Is it free food there?
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen crazy things happen.
Yes. No. It was like a week later, and I was like, dang, that kind of stung, but, you know, whatever.
A week later? Because you met him 5 days later.
Yeah, no, so, yeah, so, or like a week, a business week.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. A business week.
5 business days, and then I was back where I needed to be in life.
Yes, so we went, or I went to a...
Alumni
event at one of the alumni's houses, which is actually in an episode of The Studio. episode like 2 or 3 or something like that, where they filmed The Oneer. That is where my fiance and I met.
Where's the studio?
There's a show with Seth Rogen on Apple. Oh, okay. They do like one episode there because we were like, oh my God. But yeah, so we were there. Mm-hmm. And this is back when I was a private investigator.
I do everything.
I do a lot of things.
When is your birthday?
September 15th.
Okay, you see, we're in the same area. I'm August.
But yes. Yeah. Okay. It's also the ADHD. I just do all of the things.
Same here.
So, yeah, so I was doing some private investigative work remotely from Texas. And we have a friend who is an exec at HBO, and we were talking, and he happened to be writing a pilot about a young female PI. So she's like, oh my God, you have to come meet this girl. So she like runs over, grabs him by the ear, and like drags him over to meet me. And we had actually gone out, not on a date, just as like a networking happy hour sort of situation, like in 2019.
So y'all had went
while
out
while I was still dating that first guy.
I was just about to
guy.
Say, I was just like, wait a minute. The-
yeah. So he met me. He actually met that guy.
Wait, did you cheat on that guy?
No.
This is when y'all were taking the break?
No. This wasn't like a date. This was like I was going out with a bunch of people from the alumni. Okay, like so I went out with like, grabbed coffee with actually his best man, like all sorts of just like getting to know people from my school in LA.
Okay. So he went to your school?
Yes.
Okay.
So we went to the same school of like less than 1,000 people and never met. I was a transfer there. So I was only there for 4 semesters, and he was abroad my first semester. Mm-hmm. And he did history and theater, and I did government and environmental studies. Mm-hmm. So there really wasn't a lot of crossover. We only had like a couple of people that we both knew. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we never met until
that's so
we got
interesting
out to
how
LA.
You were always crossing paths with people and barely missing people.
Yeah.
And that is so wild.
It was honestly like we had a lot of growing up to do ourselves mm-hmm, on both mm-hmm, ends mm-hmm. is what we keep saying. And like we met at the right time. Like we finally got together at the right time.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we met there. And then like a week after that.
So he's a writer.
Yes. He is a writer.
So did he write? He wrote about you as the PI.
Well, he was already writing that. And so I just gave him some like hits. Information okay. and like consulted a little
Are
bit.
Are you his consultant? Things.
Yes, exactly. and yeah, so it was like a week later, I got invited to the annual Halloween party of their friend group. Mm-hmm. And Ooh. I got there a little bit late because I'd gone to my other friend's Halloween party.
Okay.
And I got there and he was there and we went and grabbed a drink out of one of the coolers in the kitchen and we didn't stop talking for 3.5 hours. And we didn't talk to another person there. Then he like walked me out. He asked me out. I didn't realize that he was asking me out because sometimes my social skills are like, I don't catch all of them.
So he said, can I take you on a date? And you were like,
he's like, let's go to dinner. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I like got in my car and I was like, oh, that's a dinner date.
A dang. Okay, Sarah.
Yeah. And then our second date was a hike to Griffith mm-hmm. While my mom was visiting in town. So we had to do it at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Did he meet your mom?
No, he did not meet her then. No. Okay. No, he did not meet my mom.
I could never let anyone meet my mom.
No,
so.
No. I mean, like, love my mom, but we're not getting that. The whole thing with, like, meeting the parents, like, too soon, my mom would always get offended when I was like, no, I don't want them to meet you yet. She's like, well, what if I'm cool, or like it was like it's not about that. I don't want them to think that they're sticking around just yet. Like the investment is there. Like they don't get to come into my life that quickly. And like, oh, here's my mom. They're gonna think like, oh, she's serious about
right.
this. And if I don't know you well enough, like,
interesting.
My not
mom
yet.
I don't think my mom has ever met anyone. My mom met one person who I was engaged to, and then she met my ex-husband, who I was married to, and she didn't know at that time, but that's another story.
That's another episode.
I say that to say, I feel you. Like nobody meets my parents. Like nobody.
Yes.
So it's a thing.
Yes. So we hiked to the top of Griffith.
Yeah.
And this girl came up to us and was like, "Y'all are just so cute together."
Aww.
And I was just like, who paid that woman or whatever? And of course, like in my head, I'm thinking that. And then he goes, did you pay her $20? And I was like, no, like embarrassed. So like just like this random woman just like thought we were cute and came up and told us.
I'm gonna start saying that to people.
Right? Just my, random people. My best friend is very like extroverted and just like has no social anxiety whatsoever, which just boggles my mind. And so she's very much the person like we were. She came for my bachelorette party a couple weekends ago and we just like saw this random dude on the street who was just like so stylish. Like he just had a look that was like really great. And she just rolls down her window and she's like, I really like your outfit. You look really cool and your style is really great. Okay, bye. I'm just like, what? Like, yeah. I'm like, I would think that to myself, but like, so like, she pushes me to like, you know, to just like tell good things to people. Like, if you see something good about someone, like, let them know. Just like, hey, like, I really like your vibe today, or like, whatever. So, she did that, and then we did. Our third date was a short film that I did some background on that he was the lead actor in. So he initially came to LA for acting.
So wait a minute. You just so happened to be on the short film that he was on?
Or it was one of his friends in that group who was like, hey, will you do this as a favor kind of thing? And we were like both doing it.
Oh, and then y'all live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Three
and a half years later.
So it's been 3.5 years.
Our anniversary is November 2nd, 2021.
Good for you.
And we're going to get married June 21st.
So this gives hope to people. So, you know, closing out.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. Closing out, what would you give advice as far as, because you seem to hop back. Listen, Sarah, you hop back real quick. Like, don't nothing phase you. You be like, I could build you up. And then you be like, okay, next.
Next. I mean, I feel like it is, because I mean, when I was younger, I went through some really, really heartbreaking relationships where I had been very codependent. I was like 18 and dating a 26-year-old, also long distance.
That's like a power imbalance, but yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely. I mean, he thought I was older. I thought he was younger. And then because we met on the side of a mountain.
Okay.
That's another episode. But
okay. That is another mountain in Texas. Okay,
New Mexico.
Okay, I was like, ain't no way.
No, it was in Santa Fe. But there was a lot of therapy involved. A lot of learning about myself, and being okay with being alone. And I think that the main difference with my relationship with my fiance now is that we are very much our own people. And we have our own lives, but we also like we see each other all day, every day, because we also work in the same field and for the same company.
So really? We spend, y'all work for the same company?
Yeah, we both work for the same private tutoring company.
How did this happen? Did y'all like come together and be like, oh, you should work?
So the alumni group is kind of more like a cabal.
Oh, I see.
And there's a few of the people who all work for the same tutoring company. And so one of the other girls in the group got me an interview with it. And we had already been dating. But basically everything I've done professionally wise, I've always turned into teaching. It just kind of made sense to go into tutoring.
I see. Makes sense.
Yeah. So we, and this coming year, we are like 90% sure we're going to be co-debate team coaches of a
wow. Okay. So yeah, team. Y'all so, do see each other a lot.
We're
so
very much that, but like we also, I feel like there's a definite different vibe of the level of like, we're not enmeshed. We are very much like our own people.
Yeah.
And I don't feel the same like heartbreak longingness if I'm not around him and like I can do my own thing and I don't. Yeah. But he is also like the first person that I want to share things with. And like he is very much like
I mean, he's your partner.
My best friend. Yeah. So I think that it's just being okay with being alone and not just necessarily like being alone, but like having your own life, because I feel like once you kind of figure out your own self a little bit more, and I mean, like, you're not going to be all figured out like hell if I know exactly what I'm doing. But once you figure out like your boundaries, once you be able to figure out how to communicate those and communicate like what you want and not feel that the anxiety of saying what you want is holding you back. Mm-hmm. But like really being able to express yourself and be communicative is super, super important. And I think finally when I found my voice and I wasn't feeling bad about asking for what I wanted and asking for the things that I felt were necessary and reasonable, and having anxiety about that, things just really clicked into place. And there was just an ease to the relationship because it wasn't worrying about, am I too much or am I not enough or anything. It's just coming in as like, I am worthy of all of whatever happens. And if I don't want to be in this anymore, then I don't have to be. It's not the end of the world. And like, I am enough. And if someone recognizes that, all the better. And yeah, so that's just holding that being enough for yourself and being able to communicate that and whatever you need really was the game changer for sure.
Yeah, and you are enough.
Yes.
Well, as we come to an end with our good friend Sierra here at the Breakup Bend. I want to say thank you so much, Sarah.
Well, thank you for having
me. You were an awesome guest with all your breakups.
All of the breakups.
We didn't even, it's like so much to dig into because we didn't even get into, you know, you being fluid and how does your partner feel about it? It's like so much still left to talk about. Yeah, maybe you'll come back.
Maybe that's part two.
All right, Sarah. Everybody say thank you, Sarah. Thank you. All right. So that is the end of the Breakup Podcast for today. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I'm from Texas.